politicians, the entertainers, the commentators, the administrative personnel daily unite their efforts in the creation of programs to please and entertain a vast radio public.
We awaken to it in the morning, we set our clocks by it, we dress according to the weather reports. We listen to radio for news, for entertainment. It keeps us informed every minute of every day. That's radio for you, close to every member of the family. From its very birth, radio has been a public servant. It will continue its dedicated service throughout the years to come.
You're tuned to CJ 99.1 FM, Windsor, Detroit.
It's time for You Talking to Me with your host, Big JD.
That's right. You're listening to You Talking to Me. I'm your host, Big JD. It's the last show of 2011, and I want to thank all the You Talking to Me listeners out there and all the CJM listeners. Of course, 2011 was an awesome year for You Talking to Me. As you know, I won the 2011 CJM Jammy Award for Best Spoken Word Program, and I'm looking forward to another great year bringing you diversified show guests here on the program. And hey, my very first guest on You Talking to Me, when it came from internet radio, was Brian Parrish, who you might remember as preparing for his Arctic to Argentina cycling expedition. And he lives in Korea, but he grew up in the LaSalle area and is a former U of W grad. And I got word that we're getting him back on the show prior to his expedition. So that's pretty cool. I'm excited about that and just wanted to let you know that. And I couldn't imagine having a street named after my great-great-grandfather, yet it being misspelled and me not being able to do anything about it. I'll tell you, just like my guest today, I would do everything I could to rectify the situation, short of painting over the street sign or pulling it out altogether. And my guest today has been trying to have the spelling of LaSalle's Matchett Road change to Matchett without an E on the end. Alan Matchett says the street was named after his great-great-grandfather, Alfred Matchett. He has the proof. He wants the name corrected. And here to tell us his story, please welcome Al Matchett to You Talking to Me. How's it going, Al?
It's going great. Thanks for having me, Big JD.
Yeah, great to have you on the show. Tell us about your great-great-grandfather.
Well, my great-great-grandfather, Alfred Matchett, was one of the first pioneers of the town of Ojibwe. And he opened a road, and they named the road Matchett Road after him. And at the time, there was no E on his name or the road.
And your grandfather, he was, or your great-great-grandfather, rather, he was a vet.
Yeah, he was a Canadian vet. He defended Canada in the Fenian Raid in the 1860s.
Okay. And as well, his father, too, right?
His father, who came from Ireland to Canada, and actually Matchett is Irish, which is a whole story, too. His father came from Ireland in the early 1800s to Amherstburg, and he was a vet, too. He was in the garrison of Amherstburg. He was a rifleman.
And you mentioned that Matchett is Irish and not French, as some might believe, and especially with the E, which was apparently added at some point. You know, probably a lot of people that may think that it's a French or a French name, and it's not.
No, so it's Irish.
And you I think, mentioned that your great-great-grandfather, he was one of the first settlers in the town of Ojibwe, which is
one of the
was
first 100 settlers of the town of Ojibwe, mm-hmm. Which is in between Sandwich or Windsor and LaSalle.
Okay. Is it still actually called that?
No, it was annexed by Sandwich West, and then Windsor eventually annexed Sandwich West.
So let's go through the story about Matchett Road, the street name. and now having the E on it. And, you know, there's a lot of information that you've obviously uncovered as you've been going through this, because I know your dad tried to do this before you, and as well, you have an uncle that tried to get the name changed at some point. So kind of step us through the scenario, especially, you know, from the beginning, and I guess that with no E on the end to an E on the end to no E and now an E again.
Well, basically, it all started for me when I was a little kid. My father and my grandfather told me there shouldn't be an E at the end. And my father in the 70s approached the city of Windsor to get this done. And at the time, they agreed that at one point, Matchett Road wasn't spelt with the E. But he didn't have proof that it was actually named after this Alfred Matchett that we've spoken about. And then again, in the 80s, my uncle, Don, tried to do it as well, and same thing happened. We didn't have the proof then that it was actually named after this guy.
And do you know an actual date when it was named?
Matchett Road?
Yeah.
No, I don't. No. Yeah, I was been trying to figure some of that stuff out, but it has to be early 1900s, late 1800s mm-hmm. that Matchett Road was opened. So it's prior to cars. It's horse and buggy days.
Okay. I cut you off, but I wanted to ask you some other things in here as we get going on this story. But how did it come to be named after your great-great-grandfather?
Well, my great-great-grandfather had a farm in that area and owned a bunch of land, and he would chop trees down. He would take the trees to River Kennard, and then they'd be shipped wherever. And so he would take, probably at the time, it wasn't called Highway 18, but so everybody's familiar, Highway 18, mm-hmm. Took longer. So he's in his mind said, I need a shorter way to make more money, I guess, right? Time is money. So he built a road to get from Ojibwe to River Kennard, actually to Martin Lane. And that's what Matchett Road does. So it takes you to Martin Lane, then to River Kennard.
He built it?
He opened the road, okay. Correct? And then they named it after him.
Well, that's how can you deny that, really? Has that been something that's kind of passed down through the years, or is there actually any written information on that? Or
I don't have written, that's been handed down generations to me by my grandfather and my father, but I do have the article from the Windsor Evening Record from 1913 mm-hmm. that states he was responsible for the opening up of Matchett Road, which was named after him.
Right.
Quote.
Okay, so carry on with the story. I know that you have a couple different articles from the 1900s, I guess they are, and
yeah, so what I figured out happened here was from the early 1900s, possibly the late 1800s, it was Matchett Road with no E, and that's been confirmed by the Windsor Heritage Museum. Mm-hmm. And then at some point in the 1940s is when an E was added. I believe it's when the town of Ojibwe was annexed, or that Sandwich was annexed, and when that happened, whoever was doing the paperwork mistakenly added an E to the end of Matchett Road. I had a chance to meet with my great-great-aunt, who would be the granddaughter of Alfred Matchett. She told me it happened when they changed the streets from wood signs to metal signs is when the E appeared. And they tried to stop it and had no success, again, because they couldn't prove it was named after him.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about these two articles. One's from 1913, one from 1924. And is it the 1913 one that about the obituary?
That's right. And my great-great-grandfather died December 10th of 1913. So this was an article that was in the Windsor Evening Record that day. And it talks about his untimely death. And then it states that he was, the article says, Ojibwe pioneer drops dead. So he was a pioneer of Ojibwe. And then it states in the article that he was responsible for the opening up of Matchett Road, and which was named after him. And then I also have an article from 1924. It's an ad for Matchett Road subdivision. And again, there's no E at the end. There's you know, literally hundreds of articles on the internet now. And that's a great thing about when I was starting my investigation is the internet now. My parents didn't have the internet then, right?
Yeah.
So they didn't have access to any of this information. Mm-hmm. So, and then I have the other proof I had was a picture of his tombstone, which is actually not too far from where we're sitting over at Assumption Cemetery across from the University of Windsor.
Okay, yeah.
No E at the end.
Which, by the way, University of Windsor, you were here as a summer student doing something here at CJM.
I was here at CJM in the 80s as a summer student here.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What were you doing actually in here? Were you on the air? Or?
Yeah, we had a non-air. Well, back then, though, it was just broadcast on the university campus. Right. So what we did was we'd come in one or two days a week and learn about radio. And then at the end of the course, we did a show. Everybody got a half hour show to do.
Okay.
So that's pretty cool.
That's pretty neat. Yeah. So, now who did you say it was again that, had mentioned about the street signs changing from
that's
wood
my
to metal?
Great Aunt Rose, who's okay. my father's aunt. So she's the granddaughter of Alfred Matchett, the guy that Matchett Road is named after.
Yeah.
His granddaughter's still alive. She's 87 years young.
Wow.
And so, yeah, she had a ton of information for me.
Might have to bring her in with you to the next
next council meeting. Yeah, I'll bring Aunt Rose.
So what had your dad told you about? What had your dad told you, I guess, about all, you know, what
his
he
efforts?
Had gone through, I guess, and because I mean, I don't know how much how close attention you were paying at the time he was doing.
Yeah, and when he did in the 70s, I was a little kid. I was probably 7 years old, so I don't remember much
right,
of it. But
okay.
of course, years later, would tell me stories. It was frustrating because he didn't have the proof, and he knew it was spelt incorrectly. Mm-hmm. But and nobody really gave him the time of day. Nobody would listen to him. And
yeah.
I'm sort of experienced the same thing to some point
some
here
things
too.
Things never change. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So has anyone else tried to do this in the past?
Yeah, my uncle had, just my father and my uncle. Of course, when it first happened, they tried to bring it to attention that it was spelt wrong. But again, nobody would listen to us because we could not prove it was named after him until I found today's proof that I have.
Right, right. And mainly it was the one about the with the obituary.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now it's public record that it was named after him. It's publicly acknowledged in 1913 that it was named after the guy.
Yeah. So your uncle tried to do this, and when was that about that your uncle, because your dad tried to do this in the 70s
and my uncle tried to do it in the 80s.
Okay.
And again ran into the same roadblock with not enough proof.
Yeah. And when did you actually start
this fall? So in September I was sitting in my backyard on a beautiful fall day, and my neighbor Paul Martin, who works for the Windsor Star, knows the story. I've told him several times over a couple drinks. And so he came over to visit, and with the article in hand said, I have something you might want to see.
Right.
And so then that, once I saw the article and had the proof that it was actually named after him, I took it upon myself to try and get it corrected for him. Since he's not here to defend his name, I'll do it for him.
Wow. All right, well, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk about why this has been such a difficult process.
You're listening to CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
If you have an interesting career or an interesting life experience that you'd like to share with others, you can contact me, Big JD, at the You Talking to Me website, youtalkingtome.ca. That's the letter U, talking the number two, me, youtalkingtome.ca.
All right, we're back. I'm talking to Al Matchett about the changing of Matchett Road, the street name, dropping the E off it. Let's talk about why this is so difficult to get changed. I know part of the difficulty is, I guess, that the street intersects two municipalities.
Yeah, it goes from Martin Lane in LaSalle all the way through LaSalle, through the city of Windsor up to just past Prince Road. So yeah, we're talking about two municipalities and money, obviously.
Right. And the money seems to be a huge issue, and the money seems to be huge amounts for every step of the way as far as getting the thing changed.
And I've had the opportunity again on the internet to look up what a street sign costs, right?
Yeah.
And it's about $150 for a street sign.
Yeah.
All right. So that's not the big cost of this. The big cost is the city of Windsor's claiming it's a name change. It's a street name change, which I obviously disagree with since it was spelt without an E in the beginning. But they're calling a street name change, which requires an application to change the street name. And they're claiming that the cost of that, just the application, is $8,800.
Maybe they should look into a whole new policy called street letter change.
Yeah, what I would suggest there must be a more economical way to do this, obviously.
I don't think you mentioned how much it costs for the paperwork, the form to fill out, I guess, for this.
Yeah, that's the $8,800 is the application for a street name change.
Wow, that's incredible. So there's that money issue, and you've also offered, though, to incur some of this cost.
Yeah, from the numbers I'm looking at, I've offered to pay half.
Mm-hmm.
If it's strictly just a cost issue, I believe that when a person has a road named after him, it's not for short term, it's forever. It's not sure. supposed to be for 40 years and then you can change yeah. it. It's forever. So, yeah, to make it easier and less of a burden on the taxpayers of the town of LaSalle and the city of Windsor, I'm willing to help.
Now, the money that you've looked at to get this changed, I mean, even that $8,000, is that only forms in LaSalle? Does that not include Windsor, or how does that going to...
I asked that question at the town of LaSalle, and they, of course, I'm not positive on this, but what they informed me was there'd only be one application required mm-hmm. To change the street name between the two municipalities.
I guess LaSalle's mayor had offered to put up a plaque of some kind instead of actually changing the name, and...
It's been suggested by both the town of LaSalle and the city of Windsor to, instead of incurring costs to correct the spelling error, that a plaque be erected somewhere on Matchett Road to acknowledge that the road was named after him, and I guess to acknowledge a mistake. But
right.
I would put forth that that money would be better spent because, you know, a plaque to put a hole in the ground and cement a pole and a brass plaque has to be nice. It's $3,000-$4,000 to acknowledge you made a mistake when...
Well, there's half of the money of the form.
That's right. So just take the $4,000 and take the E off.
So the mere fact that they offered to do that even is obviously some recognition that... You
correct.
Know.
And I have not... I have yet to be told I'm wrong.
Right.
From as far, you know, to the city council, the Heritage Museum, the town of LaSalle... have all verified that I am absolutely 100% correct that there was no E on Matchett Road from 1900 to 1940.
Seems it more boils down to somebody else's mistake. So, what does Windsor's mayor say, if anything? Have you been able to?
I have emailed Mr. Francis twice and have heard nothing back.
Wow. And what about any opposition as far as the LaSalle in the area, you know?
There's been some opposition, and I wouldn't call it opposition. I would call it concerns of costs from businesses on Matchett Road. But again, the cost to the individual person and to the individual business is minuscule. It can be phased out over time as it was phased in. There's no need to run out and get a new driver's license. The next time you have your driver's license renewed, there will be no E on the end of Matchett Road.
Right.
You know, when Matchett Road, when they added the E, everybody still got their mail.
Mm-hmm.
There was no cost associated when they added the E. So phase it out over time as it was phased in is my suggestion.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, it's not an actual, just the name of the street isn't changing, obviously.
No, we're putting it back to the way it was. But,
right, yeah. I've read that other street names, at least I know of in the city of Windsor, there have been some that were spelled wrong. Did you ever think about contacting anybody as far as other families or anything like that to see if...
Funny story on that is I've had a few people ask me after I'm successful at changing this one when I'm going to move over to a new road and try to fix the spelling on a different road. But I just want to get this one done first.
So where does it stand right now as far as... what's, you know, the progress?
Well, back about a month ago, I received an email from the town of LaSalle stating that they were going to deny my request to correct the spelling error. Mm-hmm. And then at that point, I asked to be heard. So the next council meeting, I was heard. I presented my evidence to the mayor and to the councilors for the town of LaSalle and did a presentation. And they sort of changed their mind and then made a motion to perform a study to determine the true costs of removing the E from Matchett Road. And that's where we still stand.
Green
we're a month
spray
later.
Paint.
So we're a month. Oh, that was a month ago. I haven't heard anything. I'm not sure how long the study will take.
Mm-hmm. So are there any other options? Are there any, is there new information or anything like that that...
Well, there's the only option. There's no other option I have at this point, except to keep on keeping on,
yeah.
And to I'm not going to go away until it's gone. And then if I fail with my approach and have to take a legal approach, I guess that would be the next option. But of course, I don't want to spend money on lawyers when I can spend money just to fix the mistake.
Sure. Yeah. So basically, I guess if it's a flat out no, maybe a legal route. And where can listeners maybe find out more information on this, or is some of the stuff available online where they can?
We actually have a Twitter page at Matchett Road, no E, right? And then I have a Facebook page, Matchett Road Facebook page as well with no E.
Mm-hmm. Are you getting any support from the community or anything like that?
I have received a lot of support. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the last couple of months, it seems every function I go to, people are talking more about that than the actual function I'm at. And I have complete support from every single person I've spoken to.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned something about the people in the area and I don't know, possibly getting some type of a petition or anything like that. Is something like that, would that be helpful, or have you thought about that? Or
again, and I don't think I'd have a problem with that in the town of LaSalle.
Mm-hmm.
The problem in the city of Windsor is the bylaw. The bylaw states in order to change the name of a street, one, you have to have the $8,800 street name application. You also need 80% of the residents and businesses that are on Matchett Road to agree to the name change. Which would be a challenge, because I don't think I could get 80% of people to agree with me on what the color of the studio is.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what area of in Windsor actually does constitute as where the line
for Windsor and LaSalle
changes between? Yeah, where the road
Ojibwe
road
Park,
is pretty Ojibwe much. Park. Okay. Yeah. So, is there anything? Anything else that you might want listeners to know, or anything else that they can possibly do or something for?
What I would suggest, and a lot of my friends, relatives, obviously, and neighbors have helped me out with emails to the town of LaSalle, emails to the city of Windsor councilors is my next step. So that's where I need people's support. And then I would also like to just tell the people on Matchett Road that, again, the cost to the individual resident on Matchett Road is minuscule, and it's a phase out thing over time. And the next time you get your driver's license renewed, you just take off the E, and then, you know, possibly people just start now taking off the E when you write down Matchett Road, Windsor Star, when you put an article in the paper about Matchett Road, take off the E. That's probably how it all started anyways.
Matchett, Woody.
That's right.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you being on the show. Share your story, and best wishes with the name change.
Thank you, and I'll invite you to the big part E afterwards.
I'll be there. All right, well, maybe if you took this situation into your own hands, no, I can't condone that unlawful behavior, but I realize it's frustrating going through the usually useless proper channels sometimes, but once in a while, the common man catches a break, and boom, some magic happens. And hopefully that happens for Al Matchett, all three of them, as a matter of fact. And next week on the show, it's Reno Perlin. Reno's a certified fitness trainer, nutritionist, and a brace specialist, and he's a registered massage therapist, also getting close to finishing nursing school, and he'll be here to talk to us about New Year's resolutions. That's right, diet and exercise and other related resolutions. That's happening next week on the show. Everyone have a great New Year's celebration, and I'll see you next year, Wednesday, 4 p.m., right here on You Talking to Me, 99.1 FM, CJAM, Redefining Radio in Windsor and Detroit. I'm Big JD. Thanks for listening.